I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Daf and Practicers. I remember a few years ago, I was davening in a Hasidic shtibel, and they didn't have anyone that wanted to daven for the Amid that wanted to be the Chazan, so I volunteered, I went up, but they insisted that if I were to be the Chazan, I had to wear a gartel. And this is true in many, many Hasidic shtibelach and shuls. They insist that if you want to be the Chazan, you have to wear a gartel. So it got me thinking, why is it the Hasidim are so particular, they're so makbid, that you're supposed to wear a gartel, and why is it that most others, I'm not familiar with anyone else aside from Hasidim, that insist on wearing a gartel? Why is that? So the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Yud, quotes the pasuk. The Gemara in Brachas as well quoted this pasuk, Hikon likras elokecha Yisrael, prepare to greet your God, Israel. This is referenced before someone davens, you're supposed to prepare, and the Gemara gives multiple examples of different Amoraim of what they would wear in order to prepare themselves for davening. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't translate the word hikon as preparing. Rashi explains that his snu'ah, you have to make yourself presentable. You have to make yourself respectable. You're greeting God, you're speaking to the King of Kings. Make sure that you're dressed appropriately. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadi Aleph, quotes this halacha, hikon, this mandate, that you have to make yourself look presentable before you daven. And the Shulchan Aruch gives an example, that Tzaruch Lezer Ezer B'Shas HaTfil, you have to wear a belt when you daven. Now many who learn brachas are familiar with the halacha of you're not allowed to have your heart to your erva when you're davening. There has to be something that separates the upper body from your lower body. And the Shulchan Aruch explains that I'm not referring to that halacha. Even if you are already wearing, let's say, tight clothing, and there isn't going to be a problem of libo roes erva, you still have to wear a belt. And that is because of hikon, because it's respectable for someone to wear a belt. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that this requirement, that the Shulchan Aruch mandates someone to wear a belt when they're davening, that you have to wear a gartel when you're davening, is only someone who throughout the day wears a gartel. The dafka misharaga kol hayom v'chagura, only someone who the whole day wears such a belt. Aval misharaga kol hayom v'lichagura, if you walk around all day without this gartel, gam b'shas tfila, ein sharach lachgur, you do not need to wear this gartel. But the Mishnah Berurah ends off that it's a midas chasidus. It's preferable, it's ideal, if someone were to be careful and to wear a gartel. And therefore the Hasidim wish to follow this midas chasidus, therefore they insist that you should wear a gartel. And the truth is that for many Hasidim who wear a gartel all day long, for them, this thing goes back to its original state in which it's a real chiyuv. They're required to wear a gartel b'davening since they wear it all day long. But I know many tzaddikim, many talmid chachamim, who typically try to fulfill every midas chasidus that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And still, when it comes to wearing a gartel, they aren't makbid, and they don't wear a gartel when they daven. Why is that? So Shlomo Zalman, as well as others, explain that the basis for this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that it's either required or ideal to wear a belt when you daven, is specifically in a society in which wearing such a belt, wearing a gartel, would enhance your presence, would make you look more respectable, and that's what the way it would be appropriate to approach God in davening. But in contemporary times, that wearing a gartel wouldn't make someone look more respectable. There isn't even a midas chasidus for someone to wear a gartel. What I'm not sure about is a regular belt. There are many people who wear a regular belt every day, not because their pants are going to fall down, but rather because it adds to their presence and makes them look more respectable. But sometimes they don't. What do we say for that? For such a belt, this halacha really applies? I'm not talking about a gartel, I'm talking about a regular pants belt. Would that halacha, that you have to wear a belt by davening, apply? Because it can add to someone's respectability. And therefore, even though they don't always wear it, it could be at least there's going to be a midas chasidus.